And it also begs the question, you know, just like at ASCO a couple of years ago, when the Wisconsin data that came out about the number of patients that are referred with lung cancer to even a medical oncologist to begin with, you know, was just horrendously low. And so it's...
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. What do we think about that nowadays with all the excitement, I think, that's coming out about this disease? Do we still have a lot of people who aren't making it to oncologists? Are most of those, Vince, you have a look on your face like you don't think it's happening?
Not in Boston.
Well, you know, when you have an 85-year-old person...
No, there are still... When you look at tumor registries, there are people who get admitted to the hospital and die during their hospitalization, okay? Because they're, you know, they're just terminal when they come in and they don't get treated. And there are still patients who are performance status 4 when they present who don't get treated.
But I think the oncologist sees them now, at least hears about them.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your perception? Because, you know, we started out with this maybe 4 or 5 years ago. The feeling we got was there were a lot of people who maybe should have been going to oncologists who aren't. Do you think that's the case now?
No.
I think the percentage rare. Is probably much smaller now than it was, you know, 5 years ago, certainly 10 years ago.
The question is whether the family practice guy recognizes that advances have been made in lung cancer. I don't think they know what they are, but I think they do have the sense that it is worth considering treatment now.